Our guest in the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm great. And Jeremy is the business technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office.
Yes, sir.
Came across what I think is an extraordinary article in the Michigan Daily. This is the student newspaper at the University of Michigan, written by a freshman.
Yes.
Alex Satola is his name, but the title of the article is "Your Phone is Not Your Friend." And he has an extraordinary amount of perspective for such a young person on how the social media and the smartphone and so forth is just eating his time.
Yeah, what the applications, I mean, basically just transfixes you into a state of mind that you almost, I guess, can think of it being hypnotized in a way, that you are so transfixed on your phone that you don't really wouldn't know what's going on around you, and your self-mindfulness just exits, and you're just so in tune with what's going on, what's in that side, that little screen, that you're just like, oh, what happened to time?
Yeah. he talks about having finished his work for the day, feeling good about himself, some of the things that he's accomplished, and now many options of things to do. But he looks up a couple of hours later, and he's basically what he considers just wasted his time on his smartphone there.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if you noticed in the article, it started talking about how, you know, he started kind of doing this back in the fourth grade with friends, and just going back and saying, oh, you know, what are we going to do to kill time? Well, let's go to YouTube and check out some videos. And one video led to two to three, and they just took up an hour's worth. And so getting into that routine at an early age, seeing that, and then going off into college. And then, like you said, he went through his day and kind of realized, okay, well, what can I do now? I could get ahead in class, or let me just check out my phone. I don't think his intentions were there to spend that much time, but then just kind of taking a step back and saying, wow, looking at self-monitoring himself and his actions, that conscious effort that he speaks of was just, I guess, mind-blowing, which you're right, which I know I've done it before. I'm just thinking, you know, I go home and I'm just going to check, oh, okay, what did I miss out on the day? And then next thing I know, I'm like, oh.
You're a young parent, aren't you?
I am.
And I'm an old parent. But, I mean, this does raise the issue of parental control. And I think we dump too much on parents sometimes, because we have created, I say we, the society has created a world in which it's very difficult to be a parent. But, I mean, at some point, parents do have to exercise some control.
You do. And for me and my wife, we battle with that. You know, we got to give that technology time, because if we don't allow that technology time and getting exposed to it, then they're going to be behind in society, you know? And so, but you're right. Like, it's a conscious effort on our part to make sure that, you know, we give that amount, the technology time, but yet we don't want to always just get them sit in front of a TV for hours either. You know,
it's striking a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking with Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy's our personal technology commentator. We're talking about an article in the University of Michigan student newspaper, "Your Phone is Not Your Friend," by a freshman. He talks about, Alex talks about the addictive aspect, and says that the companies, you know, are not blameless here. They have they're aware of the addictive quality,
and it's a science. They know what they can do to intrigue the people and get them into it, and really just bring them in. The whole idea of binge watching an application, like, well, let's take Netflix for example. You know, they have it so that we can go right into it and binge watch it, and you get done with one episode and goes 20 seconds or less into the next one without having to do anything or lift a finger. So, I mean, it is a science of how these applications just know how to get you, and the things that you look at, go to the web, and just the clicks that they are tracking, so that the next thing that they entice you, like for example on YouTube, they're going to cater to what you have already, you know, been looking at or perusing. So they're like, oh, you're interested in this kind of music, we're going to throw in more music to
you. He mentions autoplay on YouTube, and I'm not very familiar with Instagram, but continuous scrolling on Instagram, these are examples of things that are kind of designed to be addictive. And he makes the point again, I think an extraordinary article for such a young person. What's the alternative? He says, well, you're better off with some kind of activities, or, you know, real activities.
Yes. And the one thing that I would like to, I guess, pull into is, because it is a science of how they are doing this, and how you can just get so absorbed into that technology and what you're looking at, you know, it would be amazing to see what you could do in, like, building a course or something designed like a social media or like a YouTube, where, you know, we retain all this useless knowledge that we just watched for the last 2 hours, you know.
Anyway, this is we'll make a link to this article. Your Phone is Not Your Friend. Now, I can imagine that he probably has gotten some pushback campus from his peers on this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could see it. But again, your phone is your friend because you use it for, you know, whether it's to help you out figure out where to go or, you know, to look up that information that you need at your fingertips. Because, again, people need to know that demand of information right instantaneously.
Jeremy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator and the business technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. You're starting the day with Morning Edition, your station 88.9 KETR.